Staying in the United Kingdom, a public sector strike involving immigration officials due on the eve of the Olympic Games has been called off by union officials. The Public and Commercial Services Union said the government had agreed to create hundreds of new jobs, although this has been denied by the Home Office. Thursday is expected to be Heathrow's airport's busiest day ever, as thousands of spectators arrive for the 30th Olympiad. One of the favourites for the gold in the men's 800 metres is David Rudisha, who is coached by a Catholic religious brother. Brother Colm O'Connell has lived in the Kenyan highlands more than 35 years and has trained many top-level athletes in schools run by the Brothers of St. Patrick. He spoke to Davide Maggiore about why he sees athletics as a tool for evangelisation.
When did you start to be an athletics trainer and why?
I came to Kenya first in 1976 as a missionary brother belonging to a teaching congregation. And I came to a school which had been founded and built and was run by the Irish missionaries in a village called Eten in the Western Highlands. I had a sports background, but only in general. I did not have an athletic background, but when I came to St. Patrick's, to the school here in Eten, I discovered that it had a great tradition for sports, not just athletics only, but also other activities. At that time, Kenya was still a relatively new country, and there was a lot of work being done in terms of trying to promote especially education. And I got involved in education, and then I also considered that sports would be an important part of the life of a young person. So I also used my interest and my ability to try to help young people to become good in sports.
This is a rather unusual job for a missionary.
Being a Catholic, very often our approach to development and to our own missionary work is not just about an academic education only. It is about character formation. It's about values in life. It's about behavior and giving young people a good foundation. It is a little bit unusual for a missionary to see athletics or sports as a missionary endeavor. But I think sports or any of these activities that go on outside the classroom can even be more effective sometimes than the academic work.
You have trained world and Olympic champions, world record holders. Which story do you remember best or you consider the most significant?
The one that kind of stands out in my mind the most is 1988 Peter Runnell winning the Olympics in Seoul in South Korea. Largely because that was really my first Olympic gold medal, and also because Peter came from a very humble peasant background. And he was somebody whom most people would not have seen as a potential Olympic champion. He wasn't, you know, even of stature. He was small. And I think for somebody to come along and have such an impact on his life and make him what he became and able to develop a talent which he had to the fullest was for me a very special, satisfying achievement. And I still look back on that as being a turning point in terms of myself as a coach and in seeing the value of sports in the life of young people.
Will you be in London for the Olympic Games?
Very simple answer, no. I see my work very much as being among the youth. Now, as you know, Olympics and in London are for kind of the well-established and people who are at the very top of their sport. But I still consider my work as a missionary and as a teacher and coach as somebody who likes to just to take a back seat. You know, when people reach the highest pinnacle of their performance, like Olympics, then for me, I don't really consider it so important that I have to be there. I have to be part of that scene. My work is mainly in my local area, in Eten, just taking care of the younger people, and when they achieve and move on to the Olympics, that's an area that I don't feel that I have really any great ambitions to be part of.